The Cambridge Shelter Corporation is welcoming volunteers back to its building in Cambridge. As COVID-19 restrictions gradually ease, the Bridges invites individuals who can volunteer for a few hours each week to connect. During the pandemic, we never stopped. We did have to reduce the number of volunteers, but we never stopped, said Paul Corkery, volunteer coordinator at the Cambridge Shelter Corporation. The pandemic did wreak havoc on our numbers and what we could offer, but we always managed to have a volunteer presence, enough to run the basics. The Bridges offers services that include daily meals, a year-round emergency shelter, a drop-in center, 20 affordable and transitional bachelor apartments, and daily programming and support to assist clients so they can move forward towards permanent and affordable housing. Pre-pandemic, Corkery said there were close to 300 volunteers who would help out weekly, and today, numbers are steadily increasing with about 100 volunteers signed up to help. Corkery said they were down to a dedicated handful of about 50 volunteers when the pandemic hit. One volunteer came in 7 days a week when all was shut down, he said. I remember thinking, why are these people volunteering right in the middle of a pandemic? It was really something. We could not have done it without people like that. Last year, volunteers helped serve 92,727 meals at the Bridges, while others helped find housing for 159 vulnerable individuals. In 2021, the facility provided 38,240 bed nights of shelter. Volunteers helped play a role in all of that, Corkery said. Volunteers participate in many areas, including meal preparation, fundraising, and sharing their skills in areas like music, art, or games. Because we're a congregant care setting, we still have limitations, Corkery said. COVID-19 is not gone. We are all tired of it, but it's still here. So, we are still limited. Prior to the pandemic, he said the Bridges ran pet therapy programs and arts and crafts programs where volunteers would come in to do one-on-one visiting, help cut hair and do maintenance. Right now, we are really focused on making sure meals are available. Volunteers come in and help make breakfast, lunch and dinner every day. Now semi-retired, Corkery has been with the Cambridge Shelter Corporation for 16 months after having spent the majority of his career in healthcare, including a role as volunteer manager at Cambridge Memorial Hospital. But when I saw this opportunity, I knew I wanted to help, he said. Corkery said people have many different reasons for volunteering. Church groups might see it as a charitable act, and they want to give back. For community groups, it might be a team-building exercise, Corkery said. For individuals, they come out for a number of reasons. Some come in because they just want to help. Others might want to build up their resume or fulfill educational requirements. Some might know someone who is homeless, and some might volunteer because they themselves have been in that situation. Whether a client or a volunteer, Corkery said there are benefits on both sides. Volunteering gives clients a link to the community. They try their best to make them feel connected, and that's a plus for us. Volunteers can offer a fresh perspective, offering new ideas and suggestions, and that's beneficial, Corkery said. Some volunteers, after seeing all that the Bridges offers, have gone out to find their own ways to help, from finding clothing and other supports for clients. Volunteers also benefit. Some need high school community hours. We have students taking police foundations, nursing, social work, paramedics, and firefighter courses, Corkery said. Corkery said the Cambridge Shelter Corporation could not offer services without volunteers. We are a non-profit organization. We have limited staff, and we serve over 100 people every single day, he said. Without volunteers, it just couldn't happen. More information about volunteering with the Cambridge Shelter Corporation is available on their website.